In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Word of God I have chosen for our confirmation this morning is a text that is particularly dear to me as it is my confirmation verse. In John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." This is God's Word. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, your fellow redeemed, especially you, dear Ashley, we can say rightly that Jesus' words in John 8, 31 and 32 are in themselves a confirmation. They confirm what real discipleship means and the blessing that that status gives to the Christian. This morning we are celebrating, and perhaps many of you have been to other confirmations lately, that fine Lutheran custom. A custom in which those who have recently been instructed pledge their faithfulness not only to Jesus Christ, but their honest intention to remain true in their faith. However, that which we call confirmation rests upon the confirmation that Jesus gives, that God gives through Christ. God through Christ confirms for us the full forgiveness of all of our sins by the atoning sacrifice that Jesus made for us on Calvary's cross. I've always thought it was interesting that we say of young people that they've been confirmed. Actually, it's not a passive thing, it's an active thing. They are really, and we who are confirmed, made that confirmation ourselves. As we, and as Ashley in a few moments, will promise, will confirm that she will remain in her saving faith in Jesus Christ, and that she will continue till her death to remain faithful to the Orthodox Lutheran faith. This morning we hear Jesus confirm that characteristic of genuine discipleship and the results it brings under this theme, the characteristic and outcome of confirmation. The characteristic of confirmation is to hold to the teachings of Christ. The outcome of confirmation is freedom. The audience for Jesus' discourse originally were Jews who had believed in Jesus until he explained to them what real discipleship means. Real discipleship, genuine discipleship, does not have anything to do with heritage or history. That was the thought that those Jews were clinging to because of their bloodline through Abraham. Many in the crowd, when Jesus was talking about discipleship, made this claim, "Abraham is our father," as if that made them the disciples of Christ, as if that made them the children of God and free. Ancient history and bloodline are not the character of discipleship or confirmation. I had a man tell me one time that I could still remember him standing in his living room looking out the window across the wheat fields, and he could see the church of which I was a pastor then. And he said, "Pastor, you know, my grandfather built that church. And I know that I'm all right with God." Or you'll hear people all the time say, I was confirmed as a Lutheran. I used to belong to the Lutheran Church. History, ancestry, has nothing to do with the forgiveness of sins and with salvation. Confirmation is not the day that we claim Luther is our father. And on that basis, are assured that our sins are forgiven and that we're going to go to heaven. The characteristic of confirmation is not history. It's not having belonged at one time to a particular denomination, even when that church teaches only God's Word. Our Lord and Savior defines for us the character of genuine discipleship. He confirms that on which Ashley will make her confirmation to God. He says, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, and you will know the truth. The characteristic of genuine discipleship is holding to the teachings of Christ. Holding on means to stay in them, to continue in them, to remain in them. Jesus teaches the truth. And when we remain in God's Word, we remain in the truth. Confirmation is that time when people who have been instructed in God's Word pledge that they believe Jesus, that they will hold to His teaching and His truth as long as they live. Ashley, the Holy Spirit, through your instruction, has led you to know Jesus Christ and the truth of God's Word in those teachings that you have learned, not just in catechism, but from the time that your parents brought you to the baptismal font. The Holy Spirit has worked saving faith in Jesus in your heart. He has enabled you to confess those saving truths of Scripture. So I encourage you to remain, to hold to that teaching of Jesus Christ, to continue in His Word against all the apathy and all the attacks that might come against you from other people around you. Continue in that Word in spite of all the attacks that will come from inside of your heart, from your own sinful nature, that will prod you to give up the promise that you are about to make. And when you do that, as you do that, as we do that, then that characterizes confirmation as continuing in Christ, which is discipleship, and not confirmation as, we might say, a one and done. Even though I was really sincere at the time that I made my promises. The continuation, your continuation, Ashley, as you hold to the teachings of God's Word, will bring about the answer to the request that you make in the confirmation verse that I chose for you, and that you'll speak again to the congregation shortly, Psalm 43, verse 3, where the psalmist says to God, send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain. The characteristic of confirmation is continuing, holding to God's Word in Christ. But the outcome of confirmation is freedom. Those original hearers of Jesus' discourse thought that they had always been free. They told Jesus, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. a little selective memory there, as they conveniently forgot 450 years of slavery in Egypt, sort of forgot 70 years of captivity in Babylon, denied what their very eyes were seeing when they spoke these words, as Roman soldiers filled the streets, as the empire occupied their homeland. Jesus wasn't speaking, was he, of the kind of freedom that they were thinking about. Jesus is thinking about our spiritual freedom. Freedom from the curse of sin. Freedom from slavery to the will of Satan. Freedom from condemnation of eternal damnation and judgment in hell. Do you know what really takes away any appreciation of freedom? It's the denial that you were ever a slave. Anyone who denies that they are not under God's judgment because of our sin, whether that's sinful thoughts or sinful words or sinful action, will not appreciate, will not rejoice in that freedom that Paul writes about to the Romans. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ, the law of the Spirit of life sets me free from the law of sin and death. And their law has the idea, the law of sin and death is that I am condemned because of my disobedience. But the law of the Spirit is, it has to be this way, that I have life in Christ that the Spirit has given me through the gospel. The outcome of confirmation is freedom. The truth is liberating. You know, we very often hear today with DNA testing now, how many innocent people that were going to be executed or that were in prison for life are set free when the truth of their innocence comes to the fore. Can we even imagine their sense of relief, their sense of joy, that liberation from unjust punishment? Isn't it even greater to be liberated from just punishment? Doesn't it give us even greater joy and hope to know that we were under God's sentence of death correctly? We were sentenced to eternal life in hell. We deserved it. But God has set us free in Christ. And the key that unlocks that door of freedom is the gospel. Jesus said, whoever sins you remit, they are remitted to them. Jesus said to the cripple, son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. Ashley, the Holy Spirit has led you to know that freedom, to appreciate that liberation that comes through God's Word. In a little while, when you're confirmed, I'll give you a confirmation certificate. Confirmation certificate declares that you confirmed your faith in Christ and your desire to remain in the Lutheran, Orthodox Lutheran faith. It's something tangible that declares your confirmation, your promises. God has made promises to us about the forgiveness of all of our sins. And the confirmation certificate that He has given us is the living Christ. Jesus Christ is God's confirmation certificate that I have kept and intend to keep my promises, that your sins are forgiven, and that you will be with me forever in heaven. What joy, what relief, what hope is ours as we have that deliverance from sin, death, and hell. And that confirmation in Christ of God's promises. Ashley, you realize your sins against God are real and that you deserve God's wrath and punishment. But you confess with King David, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Soon Bethlehem will invite you to join us in the reception of the Lord's Supper, that true body and blood of Christ, in, with, and under the bread and wine, given and shed for the forgiveness of sins, that we eat and drink. God's liberation of our bodies and souls is what compels us to frequent reception of the Lord's Supper. God's confirmation in that pledge of His forgiveness, in that foretaste of the heavenly banquet, is what sets our feet moving quickly and regularly to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. When I ask you, as I always ask my confirmands, if you want to be confirmed, if you yourself want to be confirmed, not that you're being confirmed because your parents want you to be confirmed, not because you're in the eighth grade, and that's sort of what happens, you know, when you're in eighth grade, you know, you're confirmed. You answered right away, yes. It's my desire to make those promises. And you expressed that readiness and that willingness beautifully in the essays that you read a couple weeks ago. And we will pray for you this morning that you are able to keep your promises. And we'll call upon God, who not only begins a good work in us, but enables us to continue it, will be with you and bless you so that indeed you can keep your promises. And so continue, hold to God's teaching, to Christ's teaching, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free for the days that you live for Christ in this life, and free to the day when you will live with Him in eternal life in heaven. God bless you. Amen.